USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Top congressional lawmakers made a late-night agreement on the last major obstacle to a COVID-19 economic relief package. With a $1 trillion price tag, the vote could come as early as Sunday. Lawmakers and aides in the room say it would establish a temporary $300 per week supplemental jobless benefit and $600 direct stimulus payments to most Americans. U.S. officials are speaking out against the cyber attack that recently targeted American agencies. On Friday, Secretary of State Mike Pompeo asserted the hacking effort was pretty clearly the work of the Kremlin. On Saturday morning, Trump tweeted the massive security breach was made far greater by the media than it actually was. The Children's Museum in West Hartford, Connecticut, honoring Rolling Stones rocker Keith Richards on his 77th birthday Friday. Well, they named a Madagascar hissing cockroach Keith to commemorate the occasion. The press release said only two things will survive a nuclear war, cockroaches and Keith Richards. This is USA Radio News.
Newsmax TV is exploding, and everyone's talking about it. Now, a survey finds that 30 million Americans are watching Newsmax TV all the time. Millions are turning off Fox, and President Trump says he loves Newsmax. So watch it, and make sure you vote in Newsmax's national poll asking about President Trump conceding the election. It takes a minute. Just text the word NORTH to 39747 and vote instantly. President Trump wants to know your opinion, so text NORTH to 39747. And vote instantly in Newsmax's poll. Plus, watch Newsmax TV with great shows including Dick Morris, Rudy Giuliani, Michelle Malkin, Diamond and Silk, Mike Huckabee, Greg Kelly, Sean Spicer, and more. Newsmax is on all major cable systems. Check your guide or tell your cable operator you want Newsmax like everyone else. Watch Newsmax TV today and vote in their big poll on Trump. Text NORTH to 39747 and let your voice be heard.
Forget the big burly thugs. Why enlist scary people to enforce your governmental mandates when you can use Santa Claus to keep the masses in line? USA Radio News' Tim Berg explains.
Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer has enlisted Santa to sell children on her coronavirus pandemic message. The video message of a man dressed as Santa Claus was shown to young children who were asking the governor about COVID-19. Towards the end of the video, the Democrat governor has a message for the little children.
And another way to stay safe during the holiday is to stay home, but call your grandparents and your cousins and your family. And it's the safest way to tell the people you love how much you care about them. This year, it has to look a little bit different so we can stay safe. And I appreciate all of you doing your part.
From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The Christmas Star is going to be something special this year. With the details, USA Radio News, Dan Naraki.
Stargazers will get a unique sight this week as Jupiter and Saturn will appear to be closer in the sky than they have in 400 years. The merging of the two bright objects in the night sky is called the Great Conjunction, or because it will happen during the holiday week, the Christmas Star. Dr. Henry Throop is an astronomer with NASA, and he explains why this phenomenon, that usually happens every 20 years, will be so unique this time around.
Now, usually, every 20 years, when Jupiter overtakes Saturn in its orbit, it passes about a degree apart from Saturn in the sky. And the degree is about twice the width of the full moon. Now, this particular time, they're coming very close, and that's just because of the alignment between them. They're not close in space. They're still hundreds of millions of kilometers apart from each other, but they're in the sky. They appear as two points very close in the sky, and it's about a tenth of a degree apart. In fact, they're so close that if you take your pinky and you extend it arm's length, you'll be able to cover both planets with just your pinky finger.
Dr. Throop says in order to see the conjunction, head outside about 45 minutes after sunset on December 21st and look over the horizon towards the southwest. The planets will be at their closest on Monday night, but will still be extremely bright on the nights of the 20th and 22nd. From the USA Radio News Ohio Bureau, I'm Dan Naraki.
As long as you're not in Antarctica or facing cloudy conditions, it'll be quite easy to spot the phenomenon. Be aware, the planets will only be visible for about an hour. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.